And so it's a really powerful method of gratitude that we use here at Tut Hill to basically remind people of their greatness. Like, where are you amazing? And when do I see it? Because we don't always tell people when we see them being a certain way.
Exactly.
Maybe you're being incredibly courageous by going first. You're being incredibly courageous by stepping in front of this group and giving a presentation. It shows up in a lot of different ways. And once we let people kind of shine that light on what they're, who they're being, they want to do it more. You know, it's just a simple gesture that is both encouraging and full of gratitude. And I got to say, when we started practicing the power of acknowledgments at Tut Hill, it was hard for me to give that deep gesture of gratitude to others. It was uncomfortable for me.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with me, I have Chad Gabriel. He's doing an amazing project, and I'm really excited to have him here for you and for him to share what he has been working on and what he has found along his journey. His project is called The Search for Aliveness. And I think it's something so important nowadays, and especially since many people don't feel very much alive. He's been talking to people that are known for the fact that they live life being really alive, like really living it to the fullest. And I'm really happy that he's here with us. Chad, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is really exciting for me too, especially, you know, just the fact that this podcast has a global reach, and the project we're doing is absolutely a global human initiative.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So let us know a little bit more about your project and a few things about what you've learned while doing it.
Cool. Yeah, so The Search for Aliveness is a documentary series that will be available on the internet. You can, you know, follow us on Facebook at The Search for Aliveness. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. We will basically be setting out to explore and kind of identify, you know, any human truths that exist in what people do to feel alive. And the reason we're doing this project is it's really because of the culture of the company that I work in. The name of the company is Tut Hill Corporation. It's a 126-year-old privately owned manufacturing company. We make a lot of things that you don't see every day: pumps, meters, vacuums, blowers. And our culture here is one that is centered around authenticity and people. And the Tut Hill family is just an amazing family who really does believe in, you know, human dignity and helping folks to get the most out of life. And, you know, we've done that here in a lot of ways through our culture, through leadership retreats, through coaching, and just supporting one another. And, you know, As I've been here now nearly 18 years and have talked to so many people about the great things we're doing here culturally, a lot of people don't have exposure to that in their day-to-day jobs. You know, it's a corporate environment. We have several factories. But, you know, my father's a restaurant manager. My brother is a postal carrier. They don't necessarily have access, like many don't, to things like this. So we're trying to take this concept of aliveness and all that we've learned around it outside of Tut Hill's four walls into the homes of everyday people, and also to get perspectives of those same people on what they do, because we're not necessarily experts in it. We're just very passionate about it, very curious about it, and we want to gather perspectives from both, you know, the thought leaders that are out there in the space, you know, including you and several people that you've had on your podcast, as well as just people who are regular people like you and I who have unique perspectives on the different areas of aliveness. And so that's where we're at now. We're actually in the process of going out and sitting down, interviewing these people. And we just released the trailer for episode one, which is going to be coming out at the end of January.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it's going to be a docuseries, basically, right?
Correct, yep.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm really glad that you mentioned the fact that you're curious about this topic and your learning along the way. And I totally resonate with that because this is how I feel as well, that I'm learning with each interview. And no matter how much I know about gratitude, I still have something new to learn from people. And especially when it comes to people's stories, I think that's quite incredible. And in your talks, on your journey with this project, what have you learned about gratitude from the people that you've interviewed?
Well, first of all, gratitude is one of those things that has shown up in different ways. It isn't one of the five categories of aliveness that we set out to explore, but it touches on several of them. And I think as a starting point, it's a gesture of gratitude just to ask someone to share their story. And so to sit down with these people and say, hey, we really think that, you know, from what we've seen, what we know about you, you've got really something special to share. And just saying that and then sitting down with them for about an hour and a half and asking them questions with childlike curiosity, you know, like no agenda, just we want to know who you are. How do you do it? How do you create aliveness in your life? And just that gesture in and of itself, I think is one of gratitude. And I can just feel it in the moment. It's honoring somebody. When we take the time to slow down and ask someone to share their story, that really is honoring them.
Totally. I believe that. And I think it's such a wonderful perspective, like the fact that you give another person your time and you want to hear them out, because it's one of the most important things that we want in life, to be listened to, and for someone to actually give us the time to share our story is something really wonderful. And yeah, I love that.
It is. And it's shown up too. Like, so when we set out to explore aliveness, we're starting with these five categories, which I've mentioned. And the first one is connection. And that might be connection with others. It might be connection spiritually. It might be connection with nature, for example. That's the first one, connection. The second one is energy. So it's just it could be the mood, the physical energy that I have to pursue my purpose, or, you know, just to live life. The third one is purpose. It's, you know, what am I living for? What am I choosing to do every day to accomplish my purpose? And do I know what it is? Have I thought about what I want it to be? And some people, that's a very kind of individual choice. Some choose to say, well, my purpose comes from my religion. Some people say my purpose comes from my culture, my upbringing. So we have connection, energy, and purpose. Those are three. The next two are being present and engaged. So am I in the moment? Am I fully alive, or am I worried about what has happened in the past, or am I concerned about what might happen in the future? So just being present and in the moment, present and engaged. That's the fourth pillar of aliveness that we're exploring. And the fifth one is the full spectrum of human emotions. Oftentimes people hear about, oh man, these guys are going out and exploring aliveness. That's all about being happy and being excited. Well, yeah, it is. But the full spectrum of human emotion, you may have heard this acronym. It's SASHET, S-A-S.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so it's S-A-S-H-E-T. And that stands for sad, angry, scared, happy, excited, tender. And now in the world of coaching and psychology, that's a high-level description of the full range of human emotions as we can feel it. And oftentimes, like I said, people go to that happy, excited, tender part of it, but not necessarily the first half, the sad, angry, scared. And believe it or not, feeling sad, feeling angry, feeling scared, those are all very much part of feeling alive. And oftentimes folks choose to numb those. We don't want to feel the things that make us uncomfortable. So those are the things we set out to explore, those categories. And as we've explored those things, I've certainly seen, you know, gratitude shows up strongly in connection with others. You know, we've gone out to folks who've shared stories about support that they've received from others, whether it's at a community center or maybe a mentor or a loved one who's really stuck their neck out there to support somebody. You know, tears of joy because of the gratitude they feel as they answer the questions I'm asking about those connections. That's absolutely one way that it shows up. And I think too, that, you know, that feeling that being present and enjoys being present and engaged to when do I feel gratitude and what does it feel like? And George, I'm going to ask you again, like, what does gratitude feel like to you? Like, how do you know you're experiencing it?
Yeah. So firstly, to give some context to our listeners, we started out and for some reason, the recording didn't start. And we went on a few minutes. It was great. And hopefully we can get back to that that kind of vibe and to answer your question. For me, gratitude is something that makes me feel alive, that gives me the opportunity to appreciate life and to connect with fulfillment and joy. And whenever I feel that gratitude, I feel those things connected somehow. And that's when I feel alive, because if we have experiences that should make us feel alive and we don't have that on the inside, I think it's a big waste. And that's why I believe in training the gratitude muscle and making it easy for you to feel it, to experience it.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I like how you, so I'd love to ask you, you know, on the gratitude side or on the aliveness side, what do you do to feel alive?
Yeah, so the fact that I choose to be grateful in different situations makes me feel alive. And of course, it has a lot to do with being in the present moment, with being connected to nature, being outside, also to physical exercise, or at least walking. But getting perspective also is very helpful with gratitude and with feeling alive, because we have it so good sometimes, but we just don't realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that feeling of gratitude is something that I think can slowly fade away as we start to take things for granted. And on this journey for the documentary series, we are traveling globally. You know, we've gone out intentionally to see, how does someone who lives in extreme poverty and has nothing when it comes to material goods find aliveness? And, you know, so we went to a little town called San Pancho in Mexico. It's about 40 minutes from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And so we went out there to explore aliveness with a young woman named Anna. And, you know, Anna lives in a very small, I don't know if I would even call it a house. It's a small space that she, I think I would maybe describe it as a shack. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. offensive or not, but it's small. And she shares that space with four other families. And, you know, she makes jewelry for a living, which the community center taught her how to do. And, you know, she's found aliveness in that craft of making jewelry. She's found it in the connection through her community center. She's found it by, you know, spending time in nature and also by taking care of herself. You know, she's a single mother with a young child who, like I said, you know, just can't go to the store and buy something, nor are there really stores to go buy something nearby and accessible. So, and we'll be going out to Zambia in Africa in January to learn a little more about, you know, orphans and, you know, some of the people who've done mission work. And what's amazing is, regardless of how much stuff we have or don't have, we do have the gift of finding aliveness and gratitude in others. And it's honestly, like you said, being present and engaged and knowing that feeling of gratitude or joy. And sometimes it's sad feelings too, but like, hey, I have an appreciation for what I have right now. And it's like, I have an appreciation for having my life and the people in my life and making that choice to notice those things. Cause it is easy sometimes to get caught up and take things for granted. And if we're intentional about, like you said, like choosing to be grateful, that's a bold intention that you have. And not everyone says, I'm going to choose to be grateful, to live that life. And it takes, like you said, it's a muscle. We have to exercise it. And And talk to me. I'm really curious on the gratitude side. I've heard a number of stories about people finding happiness because of gratitude. You know, like saying thank you to somebody actually makes you happier. Do you know much about that, or could you share anything about that with me?
Yeah. So one thing that they recommend to our listeners all the time is to make it intentional. Like, for instance, we've been taught to say thank you since we've been children, but we haven't been taught to actually feel it. And one of the things that I love to recommend is to actually feel the gratitude when you say thank you for something, and not just say it because it's polite, but actually feel the fact that that person really helped me in that particular moment when I needed it. And it's something, it could be something as simple as, I don't know, for instance, a couple of days ago, I was at the supermarket and someone helped me. I had many groceries and someone helped me with the cart. Yeah, the shopping cart. And for me in that moment, it was really cool because I wasn't able to do this by myself. And I said thank you, and I was grateful for that person that she was there and she was able to help me even for just a bit. It was something really simple, and that made me really grateful for something really simple. And I think that when we integrate gratitude in different parts of our life, we get to feel more alive, actually, and we get to see that there are these small things, these small miracles that are happening that we just need a second to appreciate and to actually take that time to be aware of the fact that it's something that we can be grateful about and not just say thank you or, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where I believe that gratitude can have a really big impact on our happiness, because the more we look for these things and we see them, we get the perspective that we have a not so bad life after all. And that even though there are challenges and bad things that happen, there are still many amazing things that are happening each day. And another thing, for instance, that I'm doing right now, there is this series of 12 episodes in which I take the gratitude seeker on a journey throughout the year. Like each episode represents 1 month of the year. Mm-hmm. And we remember the things that that happened in that particular month that we are grateful for. And at the end of the year, you get a, and of course, we write it down. And at the end of the 12 episodes, you get a whole new perspective on the year. You understand that the fact that you were able to find 3 things from each month, that means there are 36 things that were amazing in this year. And you start your year from a different perspective, you know?
Yeah, that's really cool. Really cool. Very intentional.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
As I've gone out and talked to different folks too, I've learned about a chemical in our bodies called oxytocin that is released when we see people doing good things for one another. And there's other ways it's released from our brains as well. But I believe that the gesture of gratitude is one that releases oxytocin in us, and it creates a feeling of, it's a physiological connection between humans that we're wired for. Like, it's in our DNA to be in connection with one another, and this oxytocin is really like some call it the truth or the trust hormone, some call it the relationship hormone. I don't even know if it is really a hormone, but it's something that I believe that, you know, saying thank you to somebody, it releases it in both of us and creates that kind of heartfelt moment where we are connected at a deeper level than, hey, how's the weather?
Yeah.
You know, there's something too that, as you were talking, it got me thinking about, you know, so at Todd Hill, we have a set of behaviors that we live by, and it's curiosity, clarity, grit, grace, gratitude, and love. And those are our 6. And so we've played around a lot with gratitude in the workplace. And obviously, it expands beyond the workplace into our homes. But one of the things we talk about here sometimes is the difference between a compliment and an acknowledgement. And a compliment is typically around something that someone does, like, you know, the podcast you do is really good. That would be like a compliment. It's about mm-hmm. something that you've done. Versus an acknowledgement. Yeah, you're welcome. And the acknowledgement is really something, it's about who the person is being rather than what they're doing. Oh. So I might say, Georgian, you're an incredibly curious person who is living to spread gratitude throughout the world. And the impact that's going to have is phenomenal. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
and that there's a difference there. And I meant both of those things, by the way, but even though they're examples. But the difference is the power of an acknowledgement really lets someone know who they're being. And they can be that way while doing a lot of different things, not just the podcast, for example, right? And so it's a really powerful method of gratitude that we use here at Tut Hill to basically remind people of their greatness. Like, where are you amazing and when do I see it? Because we don't always tell people when we see them being a certain way.
Exactly.
Maybe you're being incredibly courageous by going first. You're being incredibly courageous by stepping in front of this group and giving a presentation. It shows up in a lot of different ways. And once we let people kind of shine that light on who they're being, they want to do it more. You know, it's just a simple gesture that is both encouraging and full of gratitude. And I got to say, when we started practicing the power of acknowledgments at Tut Hill, it was hard for me to give that deep gesture of gratitude to others. It was uncomfortable for me. And mm-hmm. I actually got some coaching around that, you know, and so we have coaches available that are either Tut Hill employees, you know, who've taken coaching classes, are certified or external, because, you know, again, the Tut Hill family supporting us in our growth as individuals. You know, so in one of my coaching sessions, I was like, why is it so hard for me to give people acknowledgments? And my coach asked me, so what is it like for you when someone acknowledges you? And I was like, oh, wow, it's pretty uncomfortable. You know, there's deep eye contact. Someone's saying something that really touches my soul. And she said, well, think about it like this. If somebody approaches you with a genuine acknowledgment, And you kind of say, oh, that's just what I do. I do that all the time. You're essentially taking a gift that they've prepared to hand you, throwing it on the floor and smashing it. And I was like, wow, I've never even thought of it that way. Like, I could potentially be offending the person or not. I'm not letting it in.
Yeah.
And that was such a huge moment for me because it helped me realize on the flip side of that, like, of course, I love to hear those acknowledgments because it does help me see my own individual greatness. And then it's like, man, if that's powerful for me, what would it be like if I could give that to someone else? And so just learning from kind of my own discomfort has helped me tremendously. And so now I practice acknowledging folks anytime I feel it or see it. You know, it's like it's really just something that you have to be intentional about. I have to be intentional about, or I don't necessarily do it. I'm moving too fast to slow down and say, hey, you are being whatever it might be. And those, the acknowledgement usually starts with the words you are.
Mm. Yeah. That's great. That's great. I think it's a really good way of doing it. So you start by you are beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know the feeling and, I can totally relate to your story. What I did a few years ago is that I taught myself to be more open to actually telling people what I appreciate about them rather than the things that make me mad about them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there is this thing that for people it's much easier to say something negative than to actually acknowledge someone else, and it's somehow normal because usually you get mad and you're not controlling yourself too much when you say the negative things.
Yep.
And on the other side, you have to do this intentionally, and it's like you said, it can be uncomfortable sometimes. But I think what's helping me to do this and to make it something pleasant is the fact that I make sure that it's appropriate in that particular circumstance. And also I talk from my heart, you know, like mm-hmm. when I feel something that's actually there, it's I don't really care about other things, like if they are able to take it in or anything. I just say it because I feel that it's the right thing to do at that moment. And that that person can actually have a different day from there on. And
you're right.
Because we think that people know that they're great, you know, in different things, because of course they know they're great because I don't know, they're just great. They're amazing at that. But when we are amazing at something, we don't realize it. And it's so wonderful for us, for each and every one of us, to have someone tell us, okay, I really appreciate you for this, or I really appreciate this part of you. I really appreciate like the way you are in different situations. And that actually helps that person to see it, to be aware of it, because we get used to the positive things, the things that we do naturally, and we don't realize them. And it can really make people's day.
No doubt about it. And I think just thinking about what you said too, and in a number of our retreats, we explore behaviors and patterns of people. And you know, it's funny, we as humans, we have a lot of stories running through our head. You know, I'm not good enough. I didn't earn this.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that go way back to our history, you know, like when we're children and being raised, like we do have a lot of stories running through our heads. And to hear people share when they see us being great or not, you know, living into those things that are in our head, it really helps us to kind of take a turn and to see the brighter things in life.
Exactly. Exactly. So what I'm really curious about is, how did talking with all of these people change you? And, if you found more gratitude in your life, for instance, or of course more aliveness.
Certainly. I think it starts the biggest piece of gratitude that I feel is being thankful for the 600 people at Tut Hill and the leadership at Tut Hill who've trusted my team and I to go out and do this project, not at all to make more money for the company. This is not a project we're doing as a marketing initiative. This is a philanthropic effort. It's a almost public service thing. We're just going out to share our culture, and the people who are working in our factories and in our offices are making this possible. It's one of the ways that Tut Hill is choosing to invest its profit so that we can do great things in the world, because our purpose is to wake the world. And so gratitude that I get to work at a company like this and be a part of something that will last well beyond my time on Earth is something I'm deeply grateful for. So that's the first. The second is that the people who've let us in to hear their stories, you know, just the fact that they said yes to the project. We're not paying anybody to sit down and spend a half a day or a day with us, you know, with all the footage that we're getting and the time we're spending interviewing. None of them have asked for a dime, and they've done this on their own time, and they've loved it. So I'm really grateful that people are willing to share their stories for a project like this. And you know, we're not done. We're still casting for some of the roles, and we're trying to get more diversity. You know, being I'm a white male in the United States, you know, there's diversity around me, but my personal network is not very diverse. And so right now we're really trying to get a more diverse perspective. And, you know, we've gone to Mexico, we're going to Africa, we're going to get a global perspective, but we also want different races, religions, things like that. And so for any of the listeners out there who, you know, would love to see what other roles we're looking to interview for, go to the searchforaliveness.com and click on the casting call button to see which roles we're looking to fill. And if you have a story about aliveness that you think fits the categories I described, And it's not on that list. There's another button on that page that you can click on to share your story that we'll consider. So the diversity is a piece we're trying to get now. So again, thank you for the people at Tut Hill. Thank you for the people who are, you know, in the project with us. And really just thankful for my team for making this happen and having the courage to say, this is a project that we think is going to be impactful. I know it's going to take extra time. It's going to take late nights and weekends, and it's going to be stressful at times. But the fact that, you know, the director, who's Vito Pelicano, and our director of photography, Erica Magda, you know, the fact that they've been so committed to this project to help get it done too is, you know, is where I'm at. So much gratitude. It's a big project, and it's an exciting one too, that I think is going to be really impactful as people watch.
That's beautiful. So now that we are nearing the end of our time together, tell us, where can our audience find the docuseries, and when will it be live?
Mm-hmm. So you can go watch the trailer now. We just released that this week on the searchforaliveness.com. It's also on our Facebook page, which is the Search for Aliveness. Those will be the two primary platforms for distribution. So to watch the series as it comes out, you'll go to the searchforaliveness.com or Facebook. It'll also be on our YouTube channel and on Vimeo. We're going to try to channel folks through the searchforaliveness.com because we'll also have extended, you know, discussion panels and things like that, additional follow-up videos to kind of deepen the learning. We want people to watch it and to be entertained and to learn. We also want them to slow down, you know, and think about what they just saw, so that they can start to maybe practice some of the things that they learned or that they just saw in the episode in their own lives. And that's really, you know, it's like I said, we're not trying to make money. We're trying to have an impact. And I think that if people slow down and think a little bit more about what they can do to create aliveness and then practice some of those things, this will be a really successful project.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day, or maybe even their life, much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.